This is WAMU 88.5's Morning Edition. I'm Matt McCleskey. Good morning. The D.C. Council returns from its two-month summer break today, and with the end of the year approaching, legislators have a full agenda. That starts this morning when hundreds of people are expected to testify on a bill that would repeal a ballot measure approved by voters this year that increases the minimum wage for tipped workers. WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl is here to catch us up on what the council is up to. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's start with today's hearing on Initiative 77. In June, 55% of voters in D.C. said yes to slowly increasing the wages that businesses have to pay tipped workers like restaurant servers. But that doesn't make it a done deal, and the council is considering repealing that measure. How's that work?
So D.C. allows anyone to propose a measure for the ballot, but it doesn't guarantee that it will become law. That's because the council can just repeal whatever voters have approved, and it's done so four times over the last four decades. That may well happen with Initiative 77, which a majority of the council, along with Mayor Muriel Bowser, opposed before it went to the voters on June 19th. Just before they went on summer break, seven council members introduced a bill that would repeal Initiative 77. Now, that's enough to pass the council as is. But today's hearing, which already has more than 240 people signed up to testify, could change that. And that's because the optics of repealing a ballot initiative that's already been approved by voters, they're not great. And so plenty of people will probably ask the council to just respect the vote.
Well, is there any sort of in-between measure or compromise they might reach?
There is, actually. And some council members told me earlier this summer that they could see a possible compromise which would just slow down the wage hike for tipped workers instead of getting rid of it altogether.
Well, moving on. Earlier this year, there was a bill that proposed allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in D.C. elections. What are the prospects for that?
Pretty good, actually. Most of the council, along with the mayor, already support the bill. And at a hearing in the spring, dozens of teenagers came out to speak in support of being given a chance to actually cast ballots. Now, if it does become law, D.C. will join places like Tacoma Park, Greenbelt, and Hyattsville in allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. But D.C. would take it a step further and become the first place in the country where 16 and 17-year-olds, and there's about 12,000 of them in the district, would also be allowed to vote in presidential elections.
Presidential elections. So there's not a federal law regulating that?
Apparently not. The council has told me multiple times that they can do this. They can regulate who votes in local and federal elections.
Well, just about every other jurisdiction in our region has passed regulations on home sharing services like Airbnb and Flipkey. Is the D.C. council looking to do something like that this fall?
I've been told that, yes, the council will debate some type of regulatory scheme for home sharing this fall, but what that ultimately is a bit of a mystery. It was actually last year that the council held a hearing on a bill that would have put some pretty strict restrictions on how often anyone could rent out a full house or an apartment for short-term rentals like you do on Airbnb. There was a lot of passionate testimony on both sides, and then the issue just kind of died. So we're waiting to see what, if anything, the council debates this fall. But I was told that whatever is presented will likely try to strike a balance between letting homeowners rent out a spare bedroom or even a full house and restricting the sorts of folks that would basically become commercial operators.
Time now for a lightning round. What else is the D.C. Council going to debate and possibly pass into law in the coming months?
There's a bill up for consideration that would require buskers, those are the folks that play music on the sidewalk, to keep the volume to a certain level or risk punishment. And that same bill would also ban the use of gas-powered leaf blowers in the city. Then there's a bill that would pretty dramatically increase standards for the use of renewable energy in the city, like solar power, another that would reform the evictions process, and yet another bill that would make it easier for people with minor criminal records to have their records permanently sealed. There's also going to be hearings on the search for a new chancellor of D.C. public schools, on the planned closure of the D.C. General Homeless Shelter and homeless service generally, and possibly even something on Amazon's HQ2 if D.C. is picked for it.
WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl, thanks for catching us up on what the D.C. Council will be tackling before the end of the year.
Thanks for having me.